Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go, baby. Travis Thomas Experience. It feels so good to be back on WEEI with all of you. It just feels like home every time I'm here. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I was actually just talking to one of my good friends, Emily, and she was saying, what'd you do this weekend? Did you relax? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess technically you could call it relaxing. It kind of felt like Loserville a little bit because the last few nights I've been solo with the kids. I put them down to bed, crack open a couple brewski wooskies, and I ended up watching Star Wars marathons and Red Sox games.
That's a perfect weekend.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, I feel relaxed. I feel recharged. I guess it worked. Shout outs to Emily if she's listening. 617-779-7937. Giving out the number. Shout outs to you because I'm starting with your baseball team. And look, I brought it up. Let's start with Friday night because since I've arrived here to town 3 years ago, Sox-Yankees, the rivalry, it's just felt empty. I mean, like, I grew up like all of you did. It was everything. This rivalry was so heated. Whoever would win basically would win the World Series, it felt like, or would go on deep playoff runs. But since I've arrived to town, I have yet to feel two things. I've yet to feel the energy inside Fenway for a playoff game, and I've yet to really have a Red Sox-Yankees rivalry that matters. And this one, I mean, look, I get it. Sox really haven't been relevant in comparison to the Yankees in many moons, but this current series, it is desperation mode for the Sox to claw their way back into this thing. So although it's not quite the rivalry it used to be, it's at least spicy this time around. Friday night, I was hyped up, thought the Sox would get it done in the Bronx, and just like many other games we've watched this season around this baseball team, boy, doesn't it just feel like grand opening, grand closing immediately, doesn't it? I mean, you just blink and the Sox are down big. It was unbelievable. I think I got up to get one of those beers I'm talking about and it was 7-0. What? Bueller got rocked. Like, what's going on? And listen, again, we've seen this before. This team battled back, but the damage had been done. It was too little, too late. Last night, I mean, hey, it was story time, and it felt good.
0-1 pitch is up the middle into center field. That's a base hit. Narvaez scores. Meyer gets the go-ahead. He will score. 2-run hit for Story. He has driven in 5 tonight, and it is 10-7 Red Sox. 1-2. Chapman is ready. He delivers, and a ground ball on the first base side. Toro's got it. He flips underhand to Chapman. Steps on the bag, stumbles, and he gets the bag. Did he hurt himself? The Red Sox win the game 10-7. He is limping and smiling on the first base bag. Well, it gets the job done. The Red Sox win it 10-7. Crochet was awesome. Romy hits a big homer. Story drives in five, and the Red Sox have leveled this series.
Fantastic stuff. Trevor Story, inconsistent as all hell, but he showed up last night. Five RBI, war pig, shove like he always does. Sox even the series, 10-7, hard-earned win. And tonight, I like the Sox. And this is the issue with this team, is it's this emotional roller coaster every single stinking day with this team, isn't it? But let's just face it. They are talented. They're underachieving. I think if you win this Yankees series, that has to feel good for confidence. You're a couple games under 500 at that point. I mean, you come back to Fenway, you get the Rays, you get the Yankees again for six games. So you get three with the Rays, three with the Yanks before you go back out on the road, and that's a West Coast swing. I mean, this team could be at 500 or slightly above by the time we get to that West Coast road trip. And that's the story of the Sox, isn't it? Up 1 second, down 1 second. Oh, where are we going? It's just a roller coaster of emotions, up and down, up and down. But I've been saying all season, Yankees included, that I think the American League is wide open. I really do. I mean, these teams at the top of the American League, none of them scare me. None. Because in a lot of ways, they're inconsistent too. Not wildly inconsistent like the Sox. The Tigers have been pretty consistent all year, but they are young. They're not playing particularly well right now. We're battling the Yankees. Astros are older than dirt. I mean, the Blue Jays you can't trust. They're having a good season, but you can't trust that. The Rays are always what they do, right? And then Twins, Guardians, Mariners, Royals, kind of all bunched together. And the Sox are, I would say, in that tier. Who the hell scares you? I mean, look, the Tigers have put it all together this season in terms of wins and losses. But, again, they're young, inexperienced. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And the Yankees perpetually under Boone, with Judge, underachieve. So I need this Red Sox team to figure it out, get hot at some point. I would love for this team to get hot right before the All-Star break. I think that is perfect timing. If you could go in the All-Star break on like a 6-7 game win streak, that's exactly what you need. Get a little bit healthier during the break. You have momentum going into said break, and you come out the second half of the season, gangbusters, you're ready to go. But in the meantime, in between time, they must clean up the errors. We understand that. We understand that. That's really what's plagued this team. They have to clean up the errors. They have to get a little healthier. And they have to be better at home. I mean, this, look, it's one thing to lose on the road. They're 14-19 on the road, okay? Only really high-end to elite to great teams are great on the road. For the most part, teams like the Red Sox, who are trying to figure it out, aren't great on the road. But they're good at home. Sox aren't good at home. I mean, they're a game over 500 at home. Let's get Fenway under control. Let's clean the errors up. Let's cross the T's, dot the I's. Devil's in the details. Come on, Alex Cora, I'm talking to you. I mean, I think if they can get that together, this team is talented enough to put together a run. Starts tonight. You got to win this series against the Yankees. I believe they'll get it done. Do you? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. 617-779-7937. You can also text me. You can DM me on IG or Twitter if you don't want to call. I know a lot of people don't like calling, but they'll send me messages. I read them on air, so bring it on. I mean, do you believe that this team, do you think the Sox win tonight in the Bronx, take this series from the Yankees, and are they capable of turning their season around? Now, I came on here last week after a win, and I told you. I said, I think this team is going to go to the Bronx and beat the Yankees this weekend. I told you, I believe that this is a playoff team. And all he has told me, I was crazy. And I am crazy. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and deny it. I am. But I may be right if the Sox can win tonight. Do you think they will? Do you believe they can turn around their season? I mean, look, there is no rest for the weary, is it? I remember having these conversations with you guys during the Atlanta series. They were struggling. We're like, they just need to kind of tread water, get through that Atlanta series, get through the Mets, and then the Orioles are coming to town. They'll sweep them. You guys remember all that? And they did pretty good against the Braves. They did pretty good against the Mets. They won the Mets series, took 2 out of 3. Then the O's came here, and it didn't go well, did it? It was a split against a horrible Orioles team, and then they went to Milwaukee and got worked. You guys remember that? Sox got swept. So here we are again, really, where you get the walk-off last week in extras. You're playing really well against the Yankees. I mean, I think they're going to win the series. I think they win this game tonight. And now you have an opportunity with real estate at Fenway, back home, 3 against the Rays, three against the Yankees. So you can make hay in your division. You can make hay in the American League. Now, the National League's a different story. There are some absolute killers out there, but we don't have to worry about them. You're not worrying about Otani. You're not worried about the Mets and the Cubs and all the Phillies and all those teams. The American League is wide open. And I believe this team will beat the Yankees, figure it out, get hot before the All-Star break, and make a playoff push. 617-779-7937. Do you agree with me? By the way, we've got a packed show for you. I'm really proud of the show today. I'm talking Sox with you, but in addition to that, we're going to talk Patriots, Celtics, Bruins, all the major food groups before I get out of here at 4 o'clock. Adam Pellerin from Nesson, he'll join us at 2 o'clock. We'll talk New Look Bruins with him now that Marco Sturm has been named the new head coach. This has been a great past week for me working at Nesson. Like, I'm very thankful to be here on WEEI and Nesson. But this past week was a reminder of why, because I was actually on TV to break the news when the Bruins announced Marco Sturm, and we just did a full, like, 2 hours on Nesson, impromptu, out of nowhere, breaking news show style, talking about the Bruins. And it was just so fulfilling to me. Like, it was great. We had all these experts. We had, Andy Brickley. We had Adam Pellerin, we had Judd Surratt, we had all these people talking Bruins. So I'll share a lot of the insight I got once we get to the 2 o'clock hour on the New Look Bees. At 3 o'clock, I'll have the first female coach in NFL history, good friend of mine, Dr. Jen Welter. She'll join us to really talk the global impact of football. So she travels now all over the world, expanding not just the NFL, but just football in general. So we'll talk to her. I don't even know what country she's in right now. Every time I talk to her, she's in a different part of the globe, as a football ambassador. So she'll join the show. We'll talk football with her. In the meantime, in between time, though, I do want to hear from you. Call me, 617-779-7937. You think that the Sox win tonight and take this series from the Yankees? Are they capable of turning their season around? Does Yankees Red Sox even do it for you anymore? I mean, honestly, like, since I've been here, it's been nothing burgers. I hate it. I grew up, it was everything. I get here, it's been nothing. So this series, at least, is a little spicy. Do you agree? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and on Twitter as well. I do believe the Sox win tonight. I do believe they are turning their season around, but they're going to do it the same way they've been doing it, except hopefully they start winning these close games. It is obvious to me. This team is not going to come out and dominate anyone and put it all together, and we're left thinking, okay, here we go. This is what this team's supposed to look like. for the most part, even though they're losing a lot of these games, they're all tight. They all look the same. They all come down to the end. They all come down to a mistake here, a brain fart there, a miscalculation here, a bad bounce there, and they're losing the games. But that can turn around. So I do think, although I'm taking this team to turn it around, get it together, make a playoff push, it's not going to be comfortable. It's still going to be close, agonizing, excruciatingly stressful games, because that's just the makeup of this team. It's just what they do. They're going to be cardiac kids. But I do believe that that tide can turn, because if you're in those close of games anyway and you're losing them, all it takes is one move here, one move there in the right direction, and you start winning them. And then once you win a few, you figure it out, and you can string together a bunch of wins. You can rally. I believe in this team. Do you? 617-779-7937. What are you expecting to see tonight? Do you think the Sox take 2 out of 3 in the Bronx? Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Your calls on this all show long. Call me. This is the Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Travis Thomas Experience. Talking Sox a lot. 617-779-7937. Hit me up if you want to talk Sox with me. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. You know, I opened the show by saying, this team's not far off, and I get it. Many of you, the season's already over. You're like, Trav, I don't want to hear it. You're too optimistic. The season's over. No, it isn't! I mean, it's June 8th, for God's sakes. Now, I get it, okay? I don't even smoke, and this team makes me want to smoke a pack of Newports. I do drink, but they're making me drink more. I get it. But it's June 8th, peeps. Breathe. I mean, one-run losses. They're in these games. They're losing them. I'll give you that. But they're in them. And this team that makes so many errors, and they're still in this. They're still in these games. Even these Yankee games. I mean, honestly, I talked about this to start the show. I got up to go get a beer or two on Friday night. I looked up. It was 7-0. And I went, what the bleep just happened? But they lost 9-6. They won last night 10-7. Like, they're in these games. I think they're going to win tonight. Do you? 617-779-7937. I have not given up hope. I do not believe the season's over. I don't. And that's with the formula that feels like you get, you know, every Red Sox game in a lot of ways feels the same to me. You're down early on the scorecards. You look up, you're down 4-0, 5-0, 7-0. It's like, what the hell? Then you just, I mean, your starter's yanked. You get him out of there. Everyone except Crochet, right? You get him out of there. You're just taxing your bullpen to all get out. So you're burning the bullpen to the ground. Then this team does not quit. I'll give them that. I mean, we saw it in the little kerfuffle with the Angels, right? Like, they'll fight you. They're feisty. This is a feisty group. So they don't quit. And you know, Alex Cora does deserve some credit for that. I'll give him that. We criticize him and all that, but we also have to give him props where it's due. I mean, his team's engaged. They don't quit, so they'll spend the rest of the game, you know, getting back in it, rallying, coming back, and then we all know what happens at the end. You think there's a shot. You think they're going to win it. They'll make an error or two or six. They lose by a run. We all cuss. Cora comes for the post-game presser, and he says, you know, we just had to be better. I mean, that's literally, did I not just explain every Red Sox game this season? Down early, yank, you know, you yank the starter, except Crochet, burn through the bullpen like nobody's business, bats come alive, they get back in the game, tie it up or take the lead, errors kill you, game over. Cora says the same thing. I mean, honestly, and I still believe in them. 617-779-7937. Because there's so much baseball left to be played. Let's go to my man, Wally. Wally always is a voice of reason here on the program. How you doing, my friend?
Yes,
what
yes,
do you think?
Travis. I mean, I'm going to tell you one thing first. Close only counts in horseshoes. We've been saying this for a while now. To get on a little, win one or two games, that ain't going to work, Travis. I mean, we've been hearing this for a long time. I mean, things have to do a complete U-turn. You got these seven games. They can't split anymore. They're going to win series. They're going to win seven or eight in a row. A couple of guys have to get hot. They have to show a little emotion in that dugout, get some fire in their bellies. But I think the main thing is when Alex Bregman comes back. If this guy comes back in August, forget about it. But the same way with Trace, you're already talking about getting rid of Duran or Averill. You can't be saying Breslow shouldn't be how these rumors get out. But things have to change quickly. You got a 9-game road trip. What's going to happen there? Are they going to go 2-7? But I'm about 50-50 right now. I haven't given up, but yet, you know, things have to change quick.
Appreciate it, Wally. I mean, look, you're talking about rumors of trades. The trade deadline is at the end of July. Like, I'm talking about right now. You know, rumors are just rumors. The Padres, you're talking about Duran of the Padres. The Padres have been interested in him for 2 years. That's nothing new. You know, and by the way, I don't want to trade Duran, first of all. Let's start there. But if I were to entertain it, I'm not sending him to the Padres. They don't have enough prospects high-end that I'm interested in. I'm just not. If I'm giving him up, because he's the least of the problems on this team, I want no parts of giving up Duran. But if I do, I got to get more in return than what the Padres can offer me. I'm going to go to a team with a much better farm system and absolutely raid it and take all of their best talent. But again. I mean, the trade deadline's at the end of July. This is the beginning of June, brother. Now, here's where I agree with you. You're talking about the next seven, so including tonight. So, Wally, for the sake of the convo, let's go ahead and say the Sox win tonight and they win this series. You just said they had to win series. Well, that's one they won. Then Tampa comes here for three, and then the Yankees come here for three after that. So, I mean, if you win this series that they're currently in, the Rays series, you're in much better shape when the Yankees come here to Fenway, right? And that's just a week from now. So you almost have to look at it that way. I'm not looking ahead to July and the trade deadline and the rumors surrounding who's getting traded. And I'm just not entertaining that. Now, obviously, if we get to July and this team is, like many of you think, already dead in the water, then that's a different conversation. Because we know likely at that point the Red Sox will be sellers at the deadline as opposed to being aggressive, going out, getting another bat or another arm. Speaking of another bat, man, I mean, meanwhile in AAA, I mean, Roman Anthony continues to routinely hit absolute bleeping moonshots out of Polar Park. Last night, bro smashed a grand slam damn near 500 feet.
Anthony drills it deep right center field, and the Roman Empire has done it again. Second homer of the week and his second grand slam of the year.
I mean, that ball still hasn't landed. Like, where did that ball land? Waltham? Like, this guy, he is unbelievable. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open the lines now because I already know. Everyone's like, bring him up to the majors. 617-779-7937. Because I'm with you. Bring his arse up to the big league club. The only difference between you and I is that I personally think we need to temper expectations just a skosh. I mean, this kid is unbelievable. And Marcelo Meyer's been great. But Roman Anthony's unbelievable. But I just think bringing him up, everyone has this idea like the season's going to turn around. And I think we got to cool out on that. I am with bringing him up for a spark, to start his big league process, just like we did Marcelo. I'm with all that, okay? But I don't believe that bringing him up is going to turn the season around for the Red Sox collectively. I just think that's a little much. It's a little too much weight to put on that kid's shoulders. I want him to come up, get acclimated, feel good, feel confident, help the team, yada, yada, yada. But I think we have to be a little easy with, you know, I'm hearing a lot of bring him up and it'll turn the season around. Like, oh, well, let's just let's pump the brakes slightly on that. But I have seen enough of these, you know, home run blast to Saturn to feel like I want this kid at Fenway Park ASAP. 617-779-7937. Talking Sox against Yanks, talking Roman Anthony, talking whatever you want surrounding your baseball team. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram as well. I mean, honestly, like this team, the fact that they've been in all these one-run loss scenarios, all it takes, it really does, all it takes is just a change here, a change there, a tweak here, a tweak there, maybe even to a lineup, right? I mean, you know, we're talking about Roman Anthony. Maybe that's a tweak that can help for sure. But I just still believe, and I'm holding out hope, that this team figures it out and makes a playoff push. So we'll talk Sox all show long if you want to get involved. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Send me any messages that you want. I want to transition to the Patriots here, too, because this week I got a lot of text from some buddies who are still in the media down in the D.C. area where I used to work. And one of the players who I had the pleasure of covering was Terry McLaurin, wide receiver for the Commanders. So a couple of my buddies actually hit me to the game before it happened of, hey, you know, Scary Terry did not or was at voluntary mini camp and he left. He's ticked off because they're in contract negotiations and the Commanders aren't acting right. I guess the, you know, they're up against the cap. Terry McLaurin's getting a little older, a little longer in the tooth, although still extremely productive. And so maybe the Commanders now, you know, obviously Jaden Daniels we see as a stud. So maybe they're a little hesitant to, you know, get tied up, tie up a lot of big money because we know how expensive these quarterbacks are. Maybe they're thinking about the future already. Other than his rookie season, Terry McLaurin has been an 1,000-yard wide receiver every year of his career. Okay, so this guy's a real deal, and I know from covering him, he's just a great dude, great leader. You know, he's a grown up. It's like pretty much the opposite of what we have at wide receiver one right now in town, right? We all seen the videos of the Love Boat. So you can say what you want about Stephon Diggs in terms of production. Don't talk to me about leadership with that guy, okay? So Terry McLaurin is all that and more. And he's a little bigger than Stephon Diggs. So anyways, so my buddy sent me this text. And sure enough, you know, like a day later, you know, Shefty or whoever breaks a story that McLaurin left voluntary minicamp and he's not happy. So here come the rumors now. Okay, Commanders don't want to pay him. At least that's what it looks like. Is there a potential trade market? And I immediately thought of the Patriots. In fact, there's another team with a player going through a similar thing in the NFC that I think the Patriots should have their eye on, or at the very least, pick up the phone for both and just make a call. Kick the tires on it. And that's in Atlanta with Kyle Pitts, a tight end. Now, Kyle Pitts, not the productive player that Terry McLaurin is. Kyle Pitts, I don't even know. I don't know enough about the Falcons to know if he's a leader, but it doesn't feel that way. Doesn't feel that way. He's also very young, 24, young guy. And, you know, look, I'm not trying to sit here and act like Kyle Pitts is the second coming of Gronk. I don't believe that. But I am telling you this. I mean, we all watch these Patriots games. Do you feel good about the weapons? I don't. I don't even necessarily feel great. I feel better than last year, but I don't feel great about the offensive line. So if I can help Drake May, if there's still a way, because training camp's right around the corner, peeps. So if there's a way I can help my second-year quarterback, who I think has the capabilities of becoming elite, and we got the head coach right, we got him the offensive coordinator he needs in Josh McDaniels, we know Stephon Diggs would rather be on the Love Boat than leading these young receivers and being a grown-up in the room. I mean, I'm picking up the phone for Terry McLaurin, for sure, and I'm paying him. And I'm picking up the phone for Kyle Pitts, and I'm paying him too.
You're definitely a Kyle Pitts fantasy football merchant, Trav. You probably drafted him every year.
I did, and I've been disappointed every year. But I tell you what, on this offense, I'll take him. Because you need playmakers. Tell me the playmakers outside of your quarterback who I love. I love Drake May, but I want to help Drake May. I want to develop Drake May. I can only do that with an offensive line and someone to throw to. I cannot count on an older Stephon Diggs who his entire career, he's been a wide receiver diva. His entire career. How many times have we seen him stalk up and down the sidelines, yelling at play callers, getting in the face of his quarterback, get me the ball, me, spotlight, right? Then don't even get me started on the Love Boat. So, I mean, look, I just can't count on it. And by the way, older, less productive, coming off a major injury. Can we have an honest conversation? I mean, you feel good with that? I don't. And what? A bunch of receivers that did nothing last season? I mean, I like Pop Douglas. Does anyone feel comfortable with Pop Douglas as your top target? Because that's what he was. I don't. Why not? Terry McLaurin's a proven commodity in this league. And by the way, I know this from experience. He came into Washington with a chip on his shoulder because he was upset at where he got drafted. I mean, this is a stud wide receiver, folks. Went to Ohio State, balled out there, did everything right. He goes in the third round.
Was he there when Mike Vrabel was at Ohio State?
I don't think so. I would have to check. But that's a great point. I mean, you can even look that up for me, Tom. I mean, if there was some overlap there, that's even more reason to go and get him because Vrabel would be familiar with him. But third-round pick he comes in, 2019. And he was not happy. He was happy to be in the NFL. He was happy to be with the Commanders. But he came in with a chip on his shoulder saying, I should have been a first-round wide receiver. He said that. And he played as such. Sometimes these great players, I don't care what sport it is, hockey, basketball, baseball, football, you know, if you have a chip on your shoulder, that helps you chase greatness. So if you're Terry McLaurin, you've given everything you've given to that Washington franchise and they won't give you a bag. I mean, he's not going to be happy about that. So if you trade for a guy like that, what does a trade look like? Are we talking third, fourth rounder? I mean, can you stomach that? I certainly can. I would not give up a first rounder. I think we can all agree. I would be hesitant. I'm not going to say I wouldn't, but I would be very hesitant to give up a second rounder. Third, take it. Fourth, oh, I could kiss you. Take it. Whatever it is. For a true wide receiver one who's a grown-up in the room, mature, can actually lead, has a track record of it. By the way, complete football player, folks. Hands. Polished route runner. Goes across the middle. Takes hits. Gets up. Talks trash. Goes back to the huddle. That didn't hurt. I'm coming right back at you. Third and seven, you're going to him, and he's coming up for you every time. I mean, this guy, he's the truth, man. Doesn't get in the end zone a ton. He's more of a possession guy, right? He's a reliable possession receiver. I mean, look, all of you keep telling me how great Kyle Williams, a rookie, is, right? Speedster, deep threat. Can take the top off of defense. Okay, get him a Terry McLaurin. Let him lock in on that. He could be the big play guy. And I'm not saying you have to cut Stephon Diggs. You know, I mean, they didn't cut him yet, so it feels like that's not going to happen. I know you're not out of the woods yet. And look, his girlfriend's Cardi B. This is subject to change at any moment. I mean, there could be a sex tape today at 4 p.m. that comes out. Who the hell knows? It's Cardi B. You understand? So Diggs isn't out of the woods. He could be cut any minute for the next, you know, transgression, we'll call it. But if you were to acquire a Terry McLaurin, I would keep Stephon Diggs. You have cap space. Who cares? Spend the money. McLaurin, all of a sudden, think about that. McLaurin, Diggs, and a bunch of young wideouts. Now you're cooking with gas. Now you're helping your young quarterback out. I mean, are you interested? 617-779-7937. Talking Patriots with you here as well. You know, should the Pats go out and try and trade for a Terry McLaurin? How many games do you think the Patriots win this season? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Get at me. I mean, we're talking Red Sox. We're talking Patriots. We got all the business. 2 o'clock, I'll switch gears. We'll skate to the ice. I'll talk Bruins. I mean, you got to admit, man, the Travis Thomas Experience, we got it going on. We just got everything under the sun. Whatever you need. You want Bruins? We got you. You want Patriots? We got that check. Red Sox? Yep. Yes, I'm talking Celtics before I get out of here at 4 o'clock. I mean, we got all the business. Get involved. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Travis Thomas Experience. That was Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show. Just talking about, look, you know, let's just slow down on the expectations for Roman Anthony. It's hard to do when this kid is just hitting moonshots out of Polar Park. I mean, like, last night, he hit one damn near 500 feet. Like, what are we supposed to do, bro? Of course you're hype. Of course the expectations are sky high. And of course we're like, what's taking so long? This team needs him. And I don't disagree, but I partially agree with Craig Breslow about, yeah, let's not put the weight of the world on his shoulders. Even when he does get here and we call him up, like, let's let him get acclimated. Marcelo Myers looked fine to me. I think Roman Anthony is going to be just fine, and he's going to acclimate just fine. But I do think that's individual. I don't necessarily think Roman Anthony gets called up and turns the season around for the Red Sox. That's going to have to be a collective. He can help be a part of the solution, but he's not going to be the solution. And he certainly isn't going to be part of the problem, I don't think. 617-779-7937. I opened up the show today talking Red Sox. I want to hear from you. Do you think the Sox win tonight and take this series from the Yankees? Are the Sox capable of turning their season around? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. I am getting some DMs rolling in here. I will read them to you. I also transitioned from that to the Patriots. here in the first hour. And look, you know, scary Terry McLaurin is available potentially on the market. He is unhappy with the Commanders because they won't give him a new contract, which is stupid. Now, they do have some cap issues. I think they only have like 20 mil left in cap space. Like, I get it. You have to think in terms of business. All these teams think in terms of business. He is long in the tooth now. There is a lot of miles on him. They probably don't want to get hung up in a long-term deal. I get it. But then give him a short-term one with some cash and figure out how to get more cap space. Cut somebody else. But as long as there is tension there between Terry McLaurin and the Commanders, there could be an opportunity. Okay? So why not pick up the phone and call down to D.C. and say, can we make a deal? I mean, can we make something happen? Can you call his agent? What does he want? We'll pay him. I mean, I know sign and trade is a little more NBA style, but it does happen in football too, you know. You know, can you acquire a Terry McLaurin? I said, I don't feel comfortable. I'm hanging up the phone if they ask for a first round pick. If they ask for a second, I'm probably cringing, but I'd consider it or try and negotiate or wheel and deal my way down. Honestly, if I can get Terry for a third or a fourth, I'm in and I'm paying him. I would write that check before even touchdown at Logan. I would. Would you? 617-779-7937. That's another question I asked in the first hour. Would you trade for Terry McLaurin? And how many wins do you think the Patriots will get this season? Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. So the messages started rolling in here. So I got a lot of trade proposals. I like this one. I would do this so fast, it would make your head spin. Are you kidding? Third round pick and Jalen Polk for Terry McLaurin. Not yes, but hell yes.
I'll attach a second just to get rid of him.
Jalen Polk? What? It's like when Soldier Boy said, Drake? Hell yeah, I'd trade him. I would trade any receiver on this roster, including Mr. Love Boat himself. Take Cardi B with you. Are you kidding? I would make that deal. Someone else wrote me because I brought this up. I said if you acquire a Terry McLaurin, I wouldn't even get rid of Stephon Diggs unless he did another thing stupid, which is not out of the realm of possibility. But assuming he doesn't, I just think overnight you go from not having much, like the cupboards are kind of bare in terms of weaponry, to you have a pretty good receiving core. One of the messages I received, Trav, scary Terry, Diggs, Kyle Williams. I see the vision. Yeah, brah. Me too. I don't know if Kyle Williams is going to be any good in the NFL. None of us do. He's a rookie. Maybe. But his skill set can really flourish and blossom with a Terry McLaurin at wide receiver one and a Stephon Diggs, which, let's face it, at this stage of Diggs' career, it's probably a better fit at wide receiver two. Maybe even three. But for this team, wide receiver two. I tell you what he ain't. I don't think is a wide receiver one. He certainly isn't acting like it. But if you put him in that position next to a Terry McLaurin, then a Kyle Williams can really grow because he can just do what he does. Be a speedster, bruh. Run downfield, catch the ball. Drake May has a rocket launcher arm. He can throw a football over those mountains. He's getting it to you. Here's another one. Kendrick Bourne in a third. I say and I repeat, not yes, hell yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Can they take booty with them?
Yes. How about this? My entire wide receiver room, except the rookie, Diggs. I do like Pop Douglas, but everybody else can go for Terry.
You take Kendrick Bourne, Kayshon Booty, yes. Javon Baker, yes. Jalen Polk, yes. And a second, and we'll take Terry McLaurin,
yes.
Off your hands.
Yes, yes, and yes. Yes. A bag of Lays, a Code Red Mountain Dew we'll throw in, whatever. I don't care. Yes. Absolutely. What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. When we come back, Adam Pellerin of Nesson joins us to talk New Look Bruins. We're partying. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.